Well, from today, Muslim women attending federal parliament in the burqa will be forced to sit away from others in special glass enclosures. Today's sudden rule change has excited comment from all quarters. Maha Abdo, Muslim Women's Association Executive Officer, spoke to The Wire's Jo Lim.
My concern is, if we're really concerned about the safety and the threat to security of Parliament House, there's much more important aspects and issues to deal with than look at hypothetical, you know, he say about Muslim women wearing the niqab and entering Parliament House, when we, in actual fact, we had no data or no evidence to showcase that any kind of threat has come through from them. Just look at yesterday's burning of the flag in there. Who burned that flag? Was that a Muslim woman? The threat is not the woman's dress. So we're labelling a Muslim woman's dress with security as a security threat. That's just adding more fear. That's adding more fire to the existing furnace that's happening in the community of fear and anxiety and separation of people and communities. That is the most outrageous practice that, you know, that could ever be in a democratic society like Australia.
Why do you think people have that fear against a piece of clothing, essentially?
I've been in the community for so long, over 30 years, and I've never, ever witnessed any fear of that kind that we're fearing right now. It's not really, the fear is not from within. The fear is through the leadership portraying this particular attire to and associating it with that, you know, the security threat. So when the Prime Minister comes out and came out yesterday clearly saying he wishes that nobody wears it. Well, at the end of the day, you know, women should feel that supported by whatever choice of attire that they choose to wear.
Maha Abdo, she's from the Muslim Women's Association, the executive officer, and she was speaking to The Wire's Jo Lim about today's decision to separate the burqa-wearing visitors to Parliament House from the rest. Well, the Australian Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson has a bit to say about the decision as well, as he told Das Parashar his reaction to today's decision.
I was surprised that the Parliament had decided to create a new rule about a non-issue that had no justification and does nothing to address issues around security in Parliament House.
How divisive do you think it will be?
Well, I fear that this is going to unnecessarily focus people's minds on the fact that there is a need to be concerned about people wearing a burqa when there is no justification for doing so, because people who go into Parliament House, including to the public gallery, have already gone through security. It has already been established that they are no threat, and now we're just segregating people for really quite trivial and silly reasons.
As Human Rights Commissioner, how will you respond to the government on this?
Well, I will be contacting the Federal Parliament, explaining to them and the Department of Parliamentary Services how unacceptable this standard is, and also trying to get an understanding about the basis for the decision, because the excuses I've heard to date are so unfair. These issues go to the heart of religious freedom in Australia. Wearing a burqa, whether you like it or not, is a form of freedom of expression and outward expression of your religious faith. You do not have to like it, but that is what happens in a liberal democracy. We must have respect for others, and this seeks to trample on that and segregate people on the basis of their faith.
Should women wearing a burqa feel their human rights are at risk here?
Well, what they should be concerned about is that we have a situation of inequality before the law, where people are being treated differently for no reason. It's not acceptable, and there should be a change in the parliamentary rules to recognise the importance of religious freedom. And I'm surprised and confused about why the Federal Parliament has done this.
Australian Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson expressing his views to The Wire's Das Parashar. Das also went out to find someone who might be in favour of the new rules, but it was pretty hard to find anyone. He asked right political think tank commentator Chris Berg why he thought the rule had come about.
This is the worst sort of security theatre. It's come about because of a political move against burqas in general, which got narrowed down and narrowed down through political compromises and then through the messy bureaucratic process into one of the most absurd security decisions that we've had in Australia for a very long time.
What is the thinking behind it?
There doesn't appear to be any thinking behind it. The burqa ban or the burqa move in Parliament creates a tiny rule change to what people are allowed to wear in the open gallery areas. It doesn't appear to have any security benefits whatsoever. It doesn't appear to have any coherent justification behind it whatsoever.
How does it fit with the new anti-terror measures?
We're obviously in a strange part of the political cycle where terrorism and national security is a big focus, and I think what we're seeing is a cascading feature of that political order at the moment is that we're raising questions about burqas and about multiculturalism and so forth, when in my view the national security question should be treated as a very narrow national security question about foreign fighters in Iraq and Syria.
Given those tensions, how do you think this rule will change the way we think about Australia's Muslim community?
I don't think these changes will make us change the way we think about Australia's Muslim community at all. The burqa is very, very rare in Australia. Very few people wear a burqa or a niqab or any of the more conservative forms of Islamic dress. What's going to determine Australia's multicultural future is much broader things than that. The way we interact with each other in businesses and communities and social lives. Very little of what the government is going to do is going to affect that.
What do you expect the public's reaction to be?
I think the public, when they're presented with the decision that's been made by the parliamentary bureaucracy, is going to find it as laughable as it obviously is. There's no security benefits whatsoever from this change, and I think that will become immediately obvious to anybody who even has a passing familiarity with what's just been announced.
Chris Berg, he's a political commentator from the Institute of Public Affairs, who was speaking to The Wire's Das Parashar. A different